This section of Jesus' teaching about the cost of discipleship is the most radical and probably the most original of the various forms of this tradition. The dynamic of this is important to recognize that the audience, when we're telling this story, is addressed as the crowds that are following Jesus on his journey up to Jerusalem. And so, in contrast to the commentaries, this is not addressed to readers who are reading and thinking about this. This is addressed to people in Luke's audiences who are hearing the story now of Jesus setting his face and going to Jerusalem. And they are being addressed as people who are in the crowds who were following him. So Jesus is addressing people who are interested in him, but who are not disciples. And so this series of sayings is about the conditions of real discipleship and what is required for following Jesus on his way. That phrase, you know, following him on the way, is not in this particular story, but it is part of the whole framework of the journey to Jerusalem, is following Jesus on the way. So the experience of hearing the story is then an experience of a kind of vicarious participation in Jesus' journey to Jerusalem. These instructions are then very confrontational. There are three conditions that Jesus identifies: the willingness to leave family ties, the willingness to face radical self-denial, including martyrdom, and the willingness to give up one's material possessions. The context of this, and of the hearing of this by Luke's audiences, is in the aftermath of the Jewish war. And the expectations that Jesus is identifying are not unlike the expectations, the requirements, the conditions of being a soldier in an army. You have to leave your family, you have to be willing to die, and you basically give up your material possessions. So it is not unlike the conditions that were present for those who were recruited for the multitude of armies that were formed in the ancient world. But this is joining Jesus' band as part of a movement that is establishing a different kind of kingdom. So these conditions are stated harshly. If anyone wants to come after me, they must hate their father and their mother and their wives and their children and their brothers and sisters and even their own lives. Now, the word that is used there is unambiguously a word that means to hate. And it is the opposite of love. It is the opposite of attachment. This is about radical detachment from connections with the world, with normal life and normal human affections, and wholehearted devotion to Jesus and to his kingdom, to the kingdom of God. The parables are about sober, mature self-examination. The parable of building a tower, of going to war, these parables are directed to people to encourage them to do that kind of serious, sober, mature self-examination before making a decision about following him, about being his disciple. It is not unlike the requirements for self-examination that are present for people who are considering joining monastic orders now. And the kind of spiritual self-examination that is present in those communities for those who are postulants or who are considering taking their final vows and joining the order. These stories are part of their preparation and of models for what they consider. These two parables. The tower was a fortification that was built for protection of house or land or vineyards. Sometimes it was by government officials. Herod built great towers. The Herodium is an example of that, if you want to look that up. Or a rich person could build a tower for example, protection of a vineyard. And that is even present in Jesus' parable in chapter in Mark 12, where he describes a landowner who constructed a vineyard and he built a tower. The purpose of the tower was so that people could be up in the tower and could have sight lines for the entire land so that they could identify if anybody was sneaking onto the land to steal fruit or to take stuff and so on. The preparation that was involved in building a tower is all about construction, and the basic character of the parable then is if you start to build a tower and you build a foundation and then are unable to complete the tower, that other people will come by and make fun of you because you started and you couldn't finish the tower. Likewise, the parable of the king is addressed not to private finances, but to national policy. And it is about calculating whether or not you're able to win the battle or whether you need to sue for peace because the king who is coming has twice as many troops. So the calculation is then, what's going to happen? And can I finish this? That then becomes the metaphor for, if I enter this battle, is this something that I can win? So it's a matter of sober calculation and examination. And the conclusion of this series of sayings is that anyone who wants to become his disciple must say goodbye to all that he has. That is, no one who is not willing to give up all their possessions is able to be a disciple of Jesus. This is the most radical statement of these conditions of discipleship. And in the telling of these sayings, I think the style, the character of Jesus' words is not what you would call tough. This isn't like a sergeant at a military training camp. This is a person who is actively encouraging those who are considering being his disciples and his followers to think about it and to be clear about the conditions that are required for those who would be his disciples. Count the cost and the option that is clearly present and is being offered is don't do it. Don't follow. If this is too demanding for you, then don't do it. This is also the exact opposite of the prosperity gospel that is being perpetrated as Jesus' teaching in much of the church now, and especially on TV, that if you follow Jesus, then you're going to get rich, and that what is a condition of discipleship is willingness to take risks so that you can get rich. There could be nothing further from the spirit of this story than that teaching about being a disciple of Jesus. This is about radical renunciation and the willingness to give up everything for the sake of the kingdom of God and following Jesus. And the spirit of this is, think about it. A dimension of this story that needs attention is Jesus saying that anyone who follows me must be willing to take up their cross and follow me, is about the willingness to be a soldier who fights by nonviolent resistance. There is a way in which this thing is the antithesis of being a soldier. That expectation was that you'd take up a sword and kill your enemies and be willing to die in the process. This is taking up your cross as a sign of nonviolent resistance to the powers of this age and being willing then to die as the ultimate conclusion of nonviolent resistance and of nonviolent commitment to the government of God in the world. The story throughout the whole of the gospel is about Jesus providing an example of that way of life. And so the journey up to Jerusalem is a journey of learning these ways of discipleship that Jesus is both teaching about and doing in his own life.